worked hard to put together a good fair, and you had some good crowds out there for the two nights. You dodged rain. I think we're supposed to get some rain on Sunday. Never happened. So hopefully it was a good two nights with a lot of great competition, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. You know, we had a good rodeo. It went really well. You know, this is a fun rodeo for me to put on throughout the year because this committee's been doing it for a long time, and they just all band together and have fun and put on the rodeo. I probably do the least amount for this rodeo as any rodeo I'm involved in throughout the year, which is a few of them, you know. I mean, and hats off to the committee and the sponsors for making it happen. It's kind of a well-oiled machine. I thought the rodeo went really good both nights. We had really good crowds both nights. Brought a lot of people to town. I mean, if you went by the fairgrounds Saturday or Sunday, or even Monday, you know, there was a rodeo last night at Colby. So a lot of these guys just kind of hang around and take advantage of McCook and all the things that we have available as far as places to eat and places to shop for their wives or whatever. And so, yeah, there's a lot of people that kind of have been camping out here. I know there's two or three guys that just kind of make McCook their hub, and they kind of stay here and rent stalls up to fairgrounds and do things since Wednesday when the rodeo of Binkelman started. It's just a nice central location and stuff. So, you know, I really, really like that because that just helps our sponsors and helps our community and lets more people come to town. But, you know, the great thing is the rodeo went off great both nights. The weather was perfect. We weren't near as hot as we have been in the past on some days. And we kind of skirted the rain a little bit, which a lot of people in this area would just soon have the rain and and have us be wet that night. And I've been in that situation that would have been okay too, I guess. But it was a really fun rodeo, and I hope everybody really enjoyed watching it.
That's great. And I do believe you said you were going to compete, and I heard through the grapevine that you did pretty well, didn't you?
Well, I ended up I made a decent run on Saturday night, kind of bobbled my tie a little bit, and it cost me. I mean, these rodeos are tough, and I was the fastest run on Saturday night, but I was 9-9, and I think it ended up taking a 9-3 or a 9-4 to win a check. It was a pretty tough open, but, you know, phenomenal calves. Tommy, that was a really, really neat set of calves, so they tied a lot of fast. Bo Brown, that helps me put on the calf rope in school that we host here in March, he showed why he was teaching that. I mean, he was 8-2 on a calf and won the rodeo and won the biggest check of the weekend there. I'll tell you the calf rope and the breakaway rope and the bulldog and the team rope on Sunday night got great to watch. But you know, they were just, it was fast and they were great watching. I mean, it was I haven't seen the final results for sure, but I think to win eighth in the breakaway rope, you had to be like at 2.7. I mean, it was phenomenal watching, you know. And them girls, I'll tell you, it's the breakaway ropes are really, really neat deal right now because it's always been a big event and with the ladies and just, you know, very competitive event, but this is the first year that the breakaway rope has really been in the pro rodeos. They'll have it at Nebraska Land Days Rodeo at North Platte next week for the first time ever. I have to take Kaz up there for it. And they've had at all the rodeos over the 4th of July in North Dakota, South Dakota. You know, that's an exciting, exciting thing for these gals because I would imagine in the next 5 years we see breakaway roping at the National Finals Rodeo. And that is just huge because they've never had that opportunity to win that kind of money before. And you see it in the competition, even at the amateur level. You know, these girls are going and competing at the pro rodeos and then coming back and competing at the amateurs. And the top girls in the pros have been the top girls at our amateurs forever because that's the only place they had to go, you know. And it's a really cool atmosphere for them. They're excited. They're wanting to do it. And I'm telling you what, they're stepping up their game. It is fun to watch, and it don't matter where you go. So
now you are getting ready, Garrett, for your college team to come to town here in the next couple of weeks. And what's it look like there? Is, you know, a lot of the sports push back a little bit more. What's it look like for rodeo for the upcoming season there at, for Mid Plains Community College?
We're going to find a lot out today. I got a Zoom meeting today with the region. But what it looks like, what I'm saying it looks like going into this Zoom meeting, you know, we're going to start. Mid Plains is fortunate in the fact that, you know, we're in a low area of cases, as you know, and everything, and we're just kind of, as far as I've heard from the upper tier at the college, we're just kind of go as usual, you know, and the kids will be back. The freshmen will start coming in as early as the 20th, and I think they start classes on whatever that Monday is, the 24th, I believe, of August, and we'll start practicing right then. We'll find out today, I think, whether we're going to go to River Falls, Wisconsin the weekend before our rodeo, but we're definitely planning on having our rodeo at Nebraska Land Days facility in North Platte, September 17th through the 19th. We'll have two back-to-back rodeos, so that's exciting for us because, you know, there's only 10 rodeos for our season if we get to have 10 rodeos, you know, with this COVID deal, to qualify for the college national finals. There's only 10 rodeos throughout the season, and we get to host two of them right there at North Platte in September, so 20% of the year gets to happen that weekend and on our home turf and on the stock that from Phillips Rodeo Company that Tommy provides, and I think that's really key because I feel like our kids compete on a level higher than the average, and Tommy's cattle are usually very, very even. They showed it this weekend. They was awesome. The nice thing about that is I feel like when we're given a good facility on even cattle, our kids rise to the top, and that's really cool to be able to do two of the 10 rodeos there in one weekend on that kind of setup. So I'm really happy about that. And then we should go to Iowa Central at Fort Dodge, Iowa the weekend following that. And Bridget's talking about going ahead and hosting a back-to-back rodeo there because of maybe North Dakota State, maybe Iowa State not being able to host it at their facilities. There's, like I say, a lot of things are up in the air, and we're going to learn a lot more maybe this afternoon. But, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, I want the kids to show up. I want them excited about school. I want them excited about college radio. You know, these kids need this. It's not fair for them to miss out on that part of their life. You know, they've worked hard for this. They've earned these scholarships and these opportunities that they got. And, you know, I drove to Colorado yesterday and picked up 40 head of roping kids to get ready for the college season. So I'm planning on giving them the opportunity that they deserve.